Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bears.
Yeah, it's Meatball Thursday.
That's all I got for you,
Bears.
The Bears.
We get to watch the starters play football for a series tonight.
Yeah, maybe two.
Don't go crazy. If there's a three and out, maybe they send Trubisky back out there. If they get one first down on the first series, I'll be surprised if they play two.
Yeah, you might be right. They'll want to get him more than three snaps, don't you guess?
I would think.
Yeah, they go three and out. Well, you know, when they go three and out, it's not a terrible thing because you got a red hot punters derby going on this training camp, too. Pat O'Donnell is not assured of a roster spot.
That's true. These are the issues that matter facing your Chicago Bears.
They're going to need to punt a few times this year, I suspect.
I mean, I don't know. Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. you heard they got Trey Burton, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty good, for me, explosive offense.
They're stacked. We have a full slate in the NFL tonight, correct? Full boat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley.
It's all happening.
Sam Darnold. We got story. Andrew Luck plays football tonight.
It's going to be okay. We're getting closer to September. Yeah. Just start knocking them off one after an F another.
I really don't care. To be perfect. Tonight's the first night that really kind of matters in terms of guys that could matter a lot to the Bears this year will play football. So my annual state of the preseason address is the only thing that matters in your analysis from Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Wiederer, Mully and Haw, Dan and Connor, you and me. The only thing that matters is don't get hurt. I firmly believe that about the preseason. They're not game planning. They're not showing too much. Just don't lose anyone that matters.
Yeah, that's obvious, is it not?
I'm not saying it's revolutionary.
you guys all focus on this.
Every year, it's who am I focusing on? Who am I looking for? Who mattered? Who did this? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to you.
You're right.
It matters to them. It matters to the coaches if the offensive line shows cohesion and good footwork and gets off the snap well.
Agreed. But they'll also have another game to do that and another game and another game.
Okay, you're stepping on my Charles Leno buzz. Right out of the boot.
Hey, listen. Have as much buzz as you want. I've never been one to take a man's buzz away from him. Get buzzed about whatever you want.
I do believe that about you.
Trust me.
Clown bag.
I am a buzz facilitator. I just firmly believe that what matters more than anything else is health. And I get it. We all have hours to fill and column inches to file, and like we have a football fix and the Cubs lost to the Royals, and like I get it. I get why we all do it. Mm-hmm. We'll have Mark Grody on in a couple of hours. Well, I'm sure we'll ask him, what are you looking for tonight? To me, I just try to remind myself the only thing that truly matters is health. For that's just me. You tell me, what do you really care about tonight in the one series you're going to get out of Charles Leno?
I am not convinced this guy is as good as the Bears think he is. Now, what matters most is how he plays against Green Bay that first Sunday night.
Correct.
That's what matters most, but I want to see how he looks against opposing defensive linemen. I like watching that geeky stuff, and I know it doesn't matter to most people, and Danny, I promise you, I can't wait until we hit the ninth month of the year. For me, it's the best month on the sports calendar. You've got baseball races coming down to the wire. The postseason in Major League Baseball is setting up. And my favorite game is in full bloom, even though the first week usually sucks almost as bad as the preseason.
See, yes, you're right. The quality of play can be bad, but the game still counts in the standings. So,
of course.
So you'll never get me to say anything bad about week one of the regular season. It's a beautiful thing when it's back. And some people on the text line, I get it, are you know, no S Parkins. Oh, wow, the don't get hurt preseason revelation. I'm not saying it's some earth. It's not a big thought other than it's the only thing that matters.
There's another billboard for us.
Yeah, not a big thought.
McNeil and Parkins, not big thinkers. Weekday afternoons on the Score.
Occasionally I'll surprise you. Like, yeah. I surprised Bernstein by being able to name three current porn stars. Evidently his bar for me set very low.
Yeah, and they were stars, too. They weren't just people who appeared in a video that appeared on the internet. Bona fide stars.
Top of the list stars.
Bona fide stars. Ah, see, we got a button punched?
I think
oh,
yeah.
No.
Danny with the quick trigger. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I will never sing.
All right, he got to go.
I will never sing James Taylor to Chris Tannehill or another man the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing there.
Whenever I see your smiling face. That is James Taylor, isn't it? I'm asking the wrong crowd.
Yeah, I mean, Spiegel comes in 4 hours and 10 minutes or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I just left him an hour and a half ago.
Hey, you guys had lunch today.
Yeah, we had a nice visit today. Looking forward to seeing him. He and Rosner are filling in for Lawrence Holmes tonight right here on Sports Radio 670. No Cubs game, so they have a full boat tonight as well.
Full 4 hours. Spiegel and Rosner. That's going to be a fun transition.
Yes, it is.
Might be the highlight of the show. I transitioned the four of these people in studio together today.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. The show, both of our ex-partners, the show that Spiegel wanted to do when I became his partner, him and Rosner.
I didn't even consider that dynamic.
Yeah, yeah. Great dynamics all around when that happens. It's ridiculous. By the way, Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
It is James Taylor, and I apologize for singing it, and I apologize for knowing it, and I am happy to report, however, when I did go to a James Taylor concert, it's my one and only experience up in North Shoria at Ravinia.
Yeah.
We didn't actually go into the pavilion. You know, they have a lawn area where they have big PA systems and you can listen to the show, but to me, if I'm gonna, you know, there doesn't make sense to drive 50 miles to listen to music when I have a gorgeous backyard and can do it there. But that's how we did it for James Taylor. That's a band to do it to, because I don't care if I ever see James Taylor ever. So
sure, yeah. Ravinia's a cool venue, though. That's very close to where I grew up.
I need to contact them, however. It's my understanding there is a no standing policy in the actual pavilion area. For regardless of the artist performing, you must remain seated.
Wow. Okay.
The B-52s are playing there at the end of the summer. They're not a sit-down band. I can't imagine B-52s fans accepting in the first 10 rows the idea that they can't stand. You don't sit down during a 52 show.
I say that all the time. I know. I don't know the rules. Eli, can you get Ravinia on the phone, please, and find out their standing policy for the B-52s show?
Can you find the B-52s fan?
Mac, I've
yeah,
I've never heard anyone say I'm a fan of the B-52s.
Honestly?
We all enjoy them, you know, but I never heard anyone say I'm a fan of them.
Yeah, they're a guilty pleasure.
It's going to drive 52 miles to go see the B-52s.
Exactly. I've seen them a handful of times. They're always a ton of fun. They're just good fun. I don't take their music all too seriously, but they're fun. I guess it's the closest I come to enjoying a dance band.
Well, do you like rock and roll? Don't people dance to rock and roll? Is that a dumb question?
No, it's not. I don't like dance music. I'm not a Michael Jackson guy.
Yeah, okay.
Necessarily.
Gotcha.
You're
not a big EDM guy? That surprises
Who?
Me. Nothing. Don't worry about it. Eli, I don't see you picking up the phone and calling Ravinia.
It's happening, guys. You just haven't seen it yet. Just wait.
Okay. You think this conversation is going to be relevant in 15 minutes?
I've got it written down. I've got Eli's hit list here.
Ever heard of the phrase evergreen, Danny?
Yeah, my apologies. We'll circle back around to this one around 4:30 today. Got a preseason thought for you. I got another one. On the interest of health.
Health is important tonight. Okay.
Yeah, well, it dovetails off. It's like if that's 1A, this is like subset point B here. I mentioned it yesterday or the day before. Would you play Jordan Howard in the preseason? Are you a believer in running backs? Are the it's the position that has the highest rate of injury?
Right.
He's a veteran. Yes, it's a new offense. I remember what the Chargers finally did with LaDainian Tomlinson, and they said zero in the preseason. Adrian Peterson, it happened a little bit for him at the end of his prime with the Vikings. Zero preseason touches.
He certainly earned it. LaDainian Tomlinson earned that too, but with Peterson, you're talking about a guy who was coming off, I think, two knee reconstructions, right? And the year after his last one, he almost broke Eric Dickerson's single-season record.
Correct. I just firmly believe, like, it doesn't have to be first ballot Hall of Fame caliber talents at that position.
I understand the point, Danny, but those they have to get hit a few times before they go into a regular season. That's part of getting what football players call getting into football shape. You've got to absorb some blows if you're going to be, you know, ready for it when you get to the regular season. I'm not saying play them extended times, but guys got to get tackled a few times.
Well, they at times are tackling in Bourbonnais and at Hallis Hall. Like, it's not like they're never being tackled
there
ever.
There are so few contact practices these days per the CBA. They don't really get an opportunity in August to get in the type of shape they want unless they do get some punishment in games.
I just wonder how much of that is worth it. If you're going to do – it's going to be limited anyway for him.
Okay, based on that logic, why would you ever play your number one quarterback a snap in the preseason?
Because he's actually running the offense. He's got to deliver plays in the huddle. He's got to get them to the line of scrimmage. You want him – the new verbiage in the playbook.
You let him throw the ball?
Timing down with the receivers.
Wow. See, I think letting a quarterback throw the football is every bit as risky as giving the ball to a running back.
It absolutely is, but I would look at it as necessary risk against unnecessary risk. Like, I think that Mitch Trubisky in an offense that is new to him – it's a necessary risk that he's got to call some plays and get some live action against other defenses.
Mm-hmm.
For a running back, if you say he needs to be hit and tackled, well, then have Akeem Hicks tackle him up around the waist and the shoulders in practice. Don't risk someone rolling up on his kneecap. You can have a controlled tackle in practice, whereas you can't have a controlled tackle in the game. It's the position that, like, obviously it's not the most valuable position on the field. Clearly that's quarterback. Jordan Howard would not probably be in my top five most irreplaceable Bears. I just don't think, I think that position gets injured so often that if you lose that guy in a meaningless game, it just feels so damn empty and unnecessary.
Yeah, and it's happened to guys in the NFL at all of the important positions. The Packers lost Jordy Nelson a few years ago, and it wasn't even on a contact play. It was running out of a break. Years back, second mention of Edgar Bennett today, the Packers lost him in one of their final preseason games for an entire season with a ruptured Achilles.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. I mean,
Rex Grossman got dinged up in a preseason game and lost a significant amount of time.
Right, Mike Vick, obviously we've seen it in training camp, just happened to Jason Verrett of the Chargers. No, it happened.
Yeah, the Chargers have a couple of them already, right?
The Chargers have had horrendous injury luck the last seemingly 15 years. It seems like every year of Philip Rivers' career, they have some sort of horrible injury and multiple fourth quarter collapses.
We'll visit with Jay Hilgenberg today, the former Bears center. He usually does pre and post game on WBBM, our sister station. He told me, however, that the program director has given the entire pre and post crew the preseason off. He doesn't want them hurt for the Packers game. He's following your philosophy on Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. Don't let them touch the ball. Don't let Jay Hilgenberg and the crew have microphones until it matters for real.
Don't want a vocal cord issue.
I'm surprised by that, by the way. Don't you think that would pull a little bit of revenue, even though it's preseason, a Bears post-game show? Wouldn't you suspect you could get more than that than some guy telling you what the Dow closed at 7 hours ago?
Well, you know, I used to work on that broadcast, and it's been that way for years where, you know, the guys have the pre and post or the preseason off. Trust me, there's enough revenue to go around still. They still have tons of features, so I'd argue maybe they're saving a little dough by not having the guys there until the real thing starts.
Interesting.
Boy, back in 85, back in when I broke in, you better believe Swirsky and Hub and I were grinding out pre- and post-game shows for Bears broadcast. Yeah.
I mean,
there until midnight every night.
Taking calls of meaningless football games?
Yep. Doing it all.
Sounds
cool. Doing it all. The cash register was ringing, so they were happy on Bradley Place.
Hey, that really is what matters.
We go to Joe in Palos Heights. Joe, what do you say?
When's the last time you hosted postgame?
For the Bears?
For anything. I love postgame
Doug
radio.
Doug Buffone and I did pregame here for several years. I think up until 96. 95 or 96.
Postgame radio is just such a pure form of radio. It encourages you being reactionary. No, you don't need to do the big picture stuff. You don't need to let the dust settle. People are wasted. People are leaving the stadium. It's a very pure form of radio.
I did it 1 year. I did it with Murphy on Belmont Avenue. Mike Murphy and I actually did 1 year, and then I asked if I could please return to my pregame responsibilities with Mr. Buffone. So I did that. You don't want to miss everything else that's going on. If the Bears are a noonsker in Buffone language, You're gonna be missing everything else that's going on. I don't want to not see all the 3:30 games.
Oh, I'm with you at this day and age. I'd rather watch everything else. Also, it's a really nice form of radio. Watch a game, go on the air, talk about it. Go home.
Right, immediate reaction. Intimate.
As a radio dork, and especially for home games, I always preferred it for home games than road games. Because you got the people leaving.
Yeah, captive audience.
Yeah, leaving the stadium, checking out your show. We got Jay Hilgenberg at 220, Jason Stark at 340, Mark Grody at 420. If you know your NFL, you got a shot at some prizes coming up at 3 o'clock. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Credit Karma, get knowing. We're McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I know this song.
How could you stay seated during this?
I agree.
Doesn't it make you want to shake your Nikes?
It does. I wish I had some information for you from Ravinia for the B-52 standing policy.
We've got it, but we're still making Eli Hershkovitz call because he didn't think you were serious. You really want me to call? No, Mr. Parkins was just exercising his vocal cords.
Yeah.
He's on the line. In the right place where...
Just tell him Dan McNeil's not going to go if he has to sit down, okay?
Several texters have said it's up to the artist.
I don't trust the text line on this one. I want Eli to get it from the source.
We've seen it from a lot of them, but you're right. I still want him to call. I mean, if he's not too busy writing his next column on the Charlotte Knights.
The man's a hard worker.
He is. He writes more about minor league baseball. I'm just kidding you. You're a hardworking young lad.
Doing a great job.
Hey, I'm on the phone for you. Give you a break here.
Okay. Oh, we'll get some results. This guy's standing there.
Tell me what the weather is out at sea. Bring the ship to shore.
Oh, man. All right. So,
where were we?
We've nowhere. Nowhere that matters. I guess I got a Roquan Smith thing that I'll do coming up at 2 o'clock, but from the Cubs game last night.
Yes.
That game was wildly frustrating. And I know one out of 162 doesn't matter, but it just got so out of hand that you dismiss it. And I know all of that, but like, come on. The Royals and 9-0? 9-0.
Is that Cat's first career victory?
Yeah, it just.
3-hitter.
I know. They were awful. They were awful and lifeless, and it was a terrible game. 4-3 in a stretch against two last place teams. You want to be better. If you would win yesterday, it's 5-2, and it's all well. So there's no sky falling or anything like that. Quintana had a very good run, and he got crushed yesterday with two bad innings. But I was just watching that game, and I was like, do something. Have like one positive play somewhere.
Yeah, I wish I could. Well, Tyler Chatwood had a reasonable seventh.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
he got two outs without walk, didn't he? His seventh inning, I think, was clean.
Yeah, you know,
he got into trouble in the eighth when he gave up a bunch of runs. But I think he came in and got two outs in the seventh and did not allow a runner, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah, I listen, I started watching a little bit more casually after Quintana got pulled.
But that's when it got fun, when Chatty took the ball.
I watched when Chatwood was out there, but it was more of a top screen priority.
He is running away and hiding with the Major League Baseball walks title. I think even relegated to a bullpen role, he still has a good shot at keeping his lead over Lucas Giolito. They've been running 1-2 all year.
That would be impressive if the last third of the season he's not a starting pitcher and he still leads baseball in walks.
What's remarkable is how far he is. I think he's 17 or 18, 19 walks more than Giolito, and he's pitched 30 fewer innings.
He's a real go-getter, Mac.
He is. I mean, geez.
Yeah. So, listen, take the day off. Jed today with Dan and Connor over the snap, crackle, and pop phone connection that those guys were dealing with for a while. He was saying it's like they just got to, you know, the team's just got to get a run. And they're just everybody, all year it's felt like they're waiting. And they're 18 games above 500. So we all know they're very good. It's just fairly remarkable that they could be that many games above 500 without a truly dominant stretch. That's a fairly incredible thing where it's just like they consistently are beating up on bad teams, playing slightly above 500 against good teams, and that's how they've gotten here.
You wouldn't call I thought they had a little bit of a stretch where maybe not dominant, but didn't they have a run of six or seven consecutive series that they won or at least salvaged a split? I think 6-0-1 or something like that.
Yeah, that their best of the season for sure. There wasn't like a 15-5 run or something like that. Maybe I'm forgetting it. But in terms of where, and probably part of it's honestly the starting pitching.
They haven't been able to sustain dominance, even though they've won a bunch of consecutive series. You expected to see him just kick the feces out of people all year, and that hasn't happened.
Yeah, and to hear Jed say it, and we'll play it a little bit later, but like you got to remind yourself that you can do that. So we really want to see that stretch before the season, you know, comes to an end. Obviously, part of the goal is to avoid the wild card game, but it's like, man, remind yourself that you can do it. Been to the NLCS three straight years. You won a World Series.
Well, in defense of that statement, there are guys on this club who have been huge contributors this year who weren't a part of everything that was that great ride in 2016. Albert Almora this year has played way more than he ever has in his career. Same thing for Ian Happ.
But these are not guys that have not played in the postseason.
Bodie? We put him on the playoff roster yesterday.
Well, that's true.
That's official. He's in. He's an October guy. He's David Bote.
Right. We have an answer from our intrepid reporter, Eli Hershkovitz.
I've dug. I've done my due diligence on this project. You can stand in the pavilion reserve seating area and on the launch. She was confused where this concept came from. And I told her that. Well, we're happy to hear that.
It's a lot of fake news out there, people. People saying you can't stand during B-52s. A lot of fake news out there. We're just glad that we, you know, got the real new info out there for you.
Bum, 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 bum. Thank you, Eli, for that exclusive report. So I don't know where you heard that about Ravinia, Mac, but evidently you can stand. That was for all acts or just the B-52s?
Don't make him call again or he'll
quit. I actually did a little bit more digging, and it seems like it's all shows. So anytime you want to go out there and stand, do your thing.
Wow, how about that, Mac?
That's not true. She's misinformed.
She's misinformed.
She's misinformed. People are lining up.
Call Ravinia.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Talking to a well-informed box office rep here.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe it's just for really, really mellow acts like James Taylor.
It's possible.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll call Shep, have him make a call. Stay off. Jay Hilgenberg coming up at 2:20. What would be an awesome resolution to the Roquan Smith situation? Want to get into it coming up next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.